You know, reminded me. Okay, let's start again. Our Dachim also here, what it says of the Rav, over here, learning the Mesech Tyrus, Perek Vav Mishnah Dal, over here on the 50th of Hanukkah with the Helika, Rebbe, the Grace Rebbe, Rabban Shal Yisrael, Rav Rabbeinu, Rav Yitzchok Ariz Ariel. Ariel is, Yitzchok is Miloshin Tzchok Osililukim, Kol Hashma Yitzchak, the Ariel is, the Beis HaMikdosh is Nikre, B'Shem, Ariel, a lion. A gross lion. Our little of Yimsech Taharis, we're bringing Tahara to Klal Yisrael. And Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav is the day that comes after five. Today's the 50th of Hanukkah, the only day of Hanukkah that cannot come out on Shabbos. The only day that cannot come out on Shabbos, the 50th of Hanukkah. That's why there's a mitzvah to give gelt. Give me Rabbi Ankel. Give me Rabbi Ankel. Weiter. I was masked.
One of these days I'm actually going to take the batteries out of the tape recorder.
I was masked today, to my chevra, Rabbi Wolfson, Avraham Wolfson. I'm going to say the same hesped tonight. I'm going somewhere tonight. I'm going to say the same hesped. He died on the fifth day of Hanukkah. Why? Because the fifth day of Hanukkah is the only day that does not come out on Shabbos, and therefore it's a minhag Yisrael to give Hanukkah gelt. You can't give Hanukkah gelt to aniyim, to give tzedakah. Chanukah gelt on the fifth day Chanukah, because it's the only day that cannot be Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't give gelt. So the Mela, this is the Malchus of Avram Wolfson. What?
I think that's why it has to do with the Nasi of Mount Ephraim, right? Isn't that today's Nasi?
Yeah, Ephraim? I wasn't paying attention during laning. I never pay attention during laning.
I don't know. I also tuned out, but I know this is a shtickel Torah. It has to do with the nausea of the day, and
You're saying good. You're telling me good. I need Torah for tonight. Sikalas yodav kimenasha b'char. You're saying good. You give me Torah now for tonight. I need Torah for tonight. Day six tonight. I have to darshan tonight somewhere.
You need me to come for moral support?
No. You don't have to waste your time. Waste your time. Let's learn.
I don't remember. I saw it. Where did I see it? You have to look in the Chassidus Shavartlach about the Nasi for Shevet Ephraim and the day to give Chanukah. Blinader, I will try to find it for you after we look it up and I'll call you.
I'll tell you one last joke. My nephew, he's 3 years old. He's named after my father, Aaron. Aaron, he's after my father, so you know, they call the house here once in a while to see if we're still alive, to see if I'm alive and my sister. So my name is Ephraim and my sister's name is Aliza. So my brother gives, so they call, you know, call Ephraim, call Aliza. Aliza gives him presents. Ephraim is a stingy guy, doesn't give him any presents. Fine, whatever. So they gave him a bracha. Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim, and he says ke Ephraim ve Aliza. That's all he knows of. That's his world. The mind of a child. It's such a Musa Haskell. It's such a Moedic Musa Haskell. The mind of a child. All right, let's learn. No more batola. Let's learn over here. Something over here. Dalit Sofik, the Rav. Vozok the Rav. The Rav says, Sveik Biatar. Why is Savik Biatar Rishon the Bidan Dumya the Soita? The Vadai Nistada, the Soita Vadai, she had seclusion, Ella the Safik Naga Saviloy Naga. There is a doubt if this man who is not her husband touched her. Hermaisa?
No.
What?
No, this is the guy with the tumor.
No, this is the Soita. The Bidan Dumya the Soita, the Vadai Nistada. The Isha, the Soita, Zvadanis, over here what he says with Noga is Lashon, it's an expression. Was there a Maisa Bia? Was there a marital act? The Sofik Noga. The Loya didn't Nidmes. No, that's what it means over here. The Soita certainly had seclusion with the man that's not her husband. But what's the Sofik by a Soita? The Savik is El, the Savik Noga, Savik Loy Noga. The Savik is, did the man, this man who was not her husband, did he touch her or not? When was he boy? Was he born her? The Sofik Noga, Sofik Loy Noga. The Lo Yadinan Imenit Meis. We do not know if she became contaminated through a Maisa Isur, a prohibited act. The Kar Yerachmana Tumeya. And the Torah declares a Tumeya no matter what the Sivan Isra Vihinit Ma. Avil Sofik Bia Torah. But if you do not know, but in the case, that's the Saita. That's where the Torah says Tumeya. But if you don't even know if you went inside, if a person does not know if he entered into the bias, then there's nothing to discuss. That's not doima to a saita, then it's going to be tar. But what's the kash on this? We learned way before and we're in the Rav. The Halakha Rav taught us that this alone is not sufficient. Because this alone, we can say it's a mamotzinu. Just like we have a suffix. Well, that was Barishas Rabim. Okay, maybe not. And then we kind of come on to Tumah Chutur B'tzibur. The Ikar Din, saita by itself is not enough. Soita by itself is not enough. We learned. Remember, we learned that we need to come also on to Tumut B'tzibur.
Yes. Seven B'shus Hayachid
is not sufficient.
Because of the Sota. Seven B'shus around this tower because of Tumut B'tzibur.
Right. No, it would not be enough to make an implication. Implication is not strong enough. All right, let's chaz the Mishnah. Nachman the Mishnah. Kol she'atu yochel l'rabbi sveikas. And you can be married by Sveikos.
We didn't say Rabbi Lezer yet.
Oh, Rabbi Lezer, you're right. Good, you caught me. Gvaldik. Rabbi Lezer, Oymer, Safik Biatar. He disagrees. Safik Biatar. But that's not what it said. That's the Rav. The Rav is going, Rabbi Lezer. The Rav is going, Safik Biatar, Safik Mago Tumotone. No. You're right. He disagrees. Pumfakert. He holds Safik Biatar is Tahar. Sefek maga tumah tumi. What did the Red Tanakhama say? Safik naga, safik lo naga, safik tumi. No, I was right. According to the Tanakhama, the Vafil Yeshua safik tumah tumah. Vafil Yeshua safik tumah, safik tahara. Vafil tumah safik. Vafil tumah. Vafilu tumah zvada. But safik naga, safik lo naga, safik tumi. Always going to be tumi. If you can be married, you're going to heap upon yourself multiple safekos in the Rishus Hayach. It's always going to be tumi. Rabbi Lezo Aimer safik bia tahar. If you have a doubt if you entered Tahar, but Safik Mag, but if you for sure entered, the question though is, did you touch, did you not touch, then the halacha is Tameh. Safik Mag or Tumah Tameh. Let's chaz the Mishnah to more perspective. The Mishnah Nachmal, the Mishnah Dal, Kol She'ata Yochel L'Rabois Sveikois, if you can add Sveikois, Sveik Sveikois, Berishus HaYochid Tameh, Berishus HaRabim Tar, Ketzat, Nichnas Lamovoy, V'yatuma Bechotzer. What is your dilemma? Your dilemma is Safik Nichnas, Safik Loi Nichnas. Now, I guess that means that a Mavui, I think the Mishnah here is incidentally teaching us that a Mavui is called the Rishus Harabim. A Mavui Le'inyin Tumo is called the Rishus Harabim. But a Chotzer Le'inyin Tumo is called the Rishus HaYochid. Meridik, huh? If not for this Mishnah, you can argue back and forth the whole day. You can argue back for the whole day what it is. Over here, the Mishnah is coming to tell us the bottom line. The bottom line is Rishus Mavui is called Rishus Rab L'Tumah Chaz Rishus Yoch L'Tumah Vayta. New case Tumah B'Bayis. There is definitely Tumah B'Bayis in the Bayis of Rishus Hayochid. Safik Nichnas, Safik Loi Nichnas. Afilu Nichnas. You didn't enter the Bayis. Now going to get onto multiple stakes.
Follow. You said that the Mavui is considered a Rishus Rab.
Yeah.
I know he touched it in
Kahati
as
Rosh Hashanah. All right, so you want to say everything over here is Rosh Hashanah. I guess you mean you want to say over here that every single thing over here in this incident is Rosh Hashanah? From beginning to end?
Because you're being Mabah Sveikos in the same area.
Okay, so everything is Rosh Hashanah. Everything is Rosh Hashanah. What does it say of the Taisus Yamtif? Let's see the Taisus Yamtif. Nichnas l'mova v'yatum b'chotzer oischess v'yatuma loy tuma vaday el kolayvar ma shemev yoleinu l'sapik im nitma b'oisadavu hu b'chotzer tohar. He's not addressing. Let's see in the parish on the bottom. On the bottom, hakdama. But always would say hakdama, the hakdama. Mishnah seinu melamedes din safik din sveik sveik b'tuma. Okay, you're right. Over here on the perush on the bottom, this is like a kahati. You know, this Mishnah, he has very golden perushim on the bottom. I used to love kahati. I used to be mamish, diehard for Kahati, but then I gave it up. It's too much. My mind, I think I got schwach. I can't handle it. I like the Rav. I got very used to the Rav. The Rav is short and sweet. I got used to the Rav. And what I find, though, in this Sefer, the pictures he has on the bottom, very, very good. Like Perusha.
Okay,
we have Nichnas Lamavui, Vatuma Bechotzer, Tuma Bechotzer, Vare Mavui, Vechotzer, Shneyen, Rishus Hayochidhein. The Imloy Kain, Ari Kolsha Misupok, Im Nichnas Mirishus Harabim, Lirishus Hayochid. The Sothic, if you go from the Rishus Harabim, Lirishus Hayochid, Hatame, Hare Hutar. Because then the Sothic is going to be, you should be Tar, how can you be Tame? If you are standing in the Mavui, if I was correct in my original statement, that the Mavui is a Rishus Harabim, and the Chotzer is a Rishus Hayochid, then, and what is the issue? Did I go into the Chotzer, did I not go into the Chotzer? So that's a Safik Bia. A Safik Bia is Tar. And here it says, Tame. Nichnas l'mavat Tuma b'Chotzer. If you enter the Chotzer, you vadai touched the Tuma. And the question is, did you enter the Chotzer? That's the question. That's what it says over here. You went into the Mavi, but you do not know if you went into the Chotzer. If you went into the Chotzer, you vadai Tame, but you do not know if you went into the Chotzer. If we are going to say that the Mavi is Rishus Harabim, then that means that you have, what is the dilemma? The dilemma is, I'm in a Rishus Harabim. I have a dilemma, did I enter into Rishus Hayochid? That's a shayla of Safik Bia B'Rishus Hayochid. Safik Bia B'Rishus Hayochid, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which we assume, it seems everyone agrees to, no one disagrees with this, he's coming to clarify, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's a Safik, if you have a Safik, you entered into a Rishus, the halacha is Tahar. And here it's going to say that you tame. So what's going on then? It must then be that the Mavi is what's called Rishus Hayochid. And now the dilemma is, you're in one Rishus Hayochid, did you enter into a second Rishus Hayochid? If you enter into a second Rishus Hayochid, you vade tame. But, and so in this case, it's a Safik. No, but since you already are, you're starting out, you're coming to ask the Sha'ila in a Rishus Hayochid, so that's called the Safik Tum Rishus Hayochid. Like, see, this is all part of the lumness of this Masech. This Masech is the most important Masech for Rabbanim. Because this teaches you, it's all a question of how you ask the Shaila. How do you ask a Shaila? If you're in a zone that's Tahar, and then you have a Savik, if you entered into a zone that's Tameh, the average Rav is going to tell you that you're Tahar. Safik Bia. Safik Bia is Tahar. But if you phrase the question differently, no, I am currently in a Rishus Hayochid, and I have a Safik if I entered into the closet, into a Nochar Rishus Hayochid. Oh, you're starting out by asking me a shayla where you're already in a Rishus Hayochid, and now you have a shayla, did you go vayit into another? That's not Safik Bia. You're already in a Rishus Hayochid. Anything in a Rishus Hayochid, you can be marble, all the sveikos, sveikos. It's always going to be, the halal is going to be Tomei. That's the Yisot, so Nechanami proves it. Over here, he proves this from the Teferes Yisrael Sifkat Nechaf Hei. Later on, I guess, wherever that is. So Nochamol the Mishnah. Kol shad yochel laharba sveikos, u sveikos. Bereshus hayochid tame, bereshus harabim tar. Ketzat, nichnas lamavi. Oh, you're now in a Rishus Hayochid. You're now in a Rishus Hayochid. Now, we're going to heap upon you multiple shaylas. It's not going to matter. Even though it's a sveik, it's not going to matter because you're already in a Rishus Hayochid. Once you've entered the zone of a Rishus Hayochid, you're under the influence of the Democrats, and you're Tomei, what are you talking about? Ketzad, nichnas l'mavoi v'atumah b'chotzer. You're already in a Rishus Hayochid, now there's some b'chotzer, stavik nichnas, stavik lo nichnas. Let's go weiter. Let's intensify the Sheila. Even if the Tomei is not in the chotzer, the Tomei is not only in the chotzer, the Tomei is in the bayis. Tumah b'bayis, stavik nichnas.
Right, the bayis is in the chotzer.
The bayis in the chotzer. We're going deeper now. So now it's the third suffix. It's the third level of suffix. Because he said we want to make sveik sveikas. So a shayla, you go into the courtyard, that's only one suffix. Now we have a shayla, and if I did tach go into the courtyard, I have another suffix, then I go into the bias. That's a sveik sveika. Tumah b'bayis, suffix nichnas, suffix lo nichnas. Let's say we want to make four sveikas. V'afil nichnas suffix chayis hasham, the suffix, even the bias, is the bias tummy, is the bias not tummy. Suffix lo chayis hasham. V'afil lo chayis hasham. Suffix sheyesh ba kashir, suffix sheyim ba kashir. A fifth suffix. We don't know if there's Tumah or if there's not Tumah. And even if there is Tumah, you know, this is like a field day for an OCD guy. anyone who's taking OCD medicine should not be learning this Mishnah. Okay? There is going to be Tuma Kashir. Savik Tuma, Savik Tahara. That item that I have a doubt about, it might be, what is this thing over here? Dafilu Shiyeshba, even there's going to be, if you Shiyeshba, there's a Kashir, Savik Tuma, Savik Tahara.
Even if there is a
Shir, you're not sure if that is item that we're discussing is Tuma, or maybe it's just, I don't know, it's just some paint. It's just a crab plaster that's lying around. It's not a meat. Savik Tahara, Dafilu Tuma.
Maybe it's a piece of paint.
Right. Dafilu Tuma, Savik Noga, Savik Loinaga. Even if you get everything this time, who says that I touched it? Sveikoi Tame. Like a seven, I think there are seven Sveikas. You can add over here, you can make over here the numbers. Shiva Miyodea. I think there are a total of seven. Savik in the Chotzer. Savik Nichna, Savik. Into the chotzer, then was the bias, then was
the bias.
The bias was two, and then sofik nichnas. All right. I'll take forever to figure out. Wait, there are many layers of sofik. There are many layers. Whatever. It take me too long. Doesn't that no gear? There are many layers of sofik. All of these things over here. Allah is going to be over here. There's many sveikas. Allah is going to be over here. You're going to be. All of these sveikas, halach is going to be tamei. However, tamei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he disagrees. Safik biatar, safik magar, tuma tamei. Now let's over here. The Rav will didn't explain, but let's see over here what it says over here. The mafarshim, ikum mafarshim on the side, on the bottom. Safik biatar, af al gav di leka elachat sveika, kegoyin shachot se mole tuma, afilu achli the Rabbi Eliezer tahar. So he doesn't explain very much. Let's see over here on the map, on this chart over here. Does he say anything over here? Remember, Chachamim.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Bible over here, Sofik Bia. Sofik Maga. Sofik, what is that? Sofik, in Michlal, Nichlas Mirishus, Yochid, Lebais. Sheyesh, Motum, Omnam, Sofik, in Nichlas Mirishus, Rabbi, Lishus, Yochid, Tor, Lukul Yalma. Chachamim, Mitamin. Kedin, Sofik, Tum, Mirishus, Yochid. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Metaher, after Sofik Echad, the Ein Zek, Soita, Shoy, Sham, Vade, Nichnasav, His Yachada. So it seems over here that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Mavui is a Rishus Hayachid, and the Shaila is that you enter into a inner Rishus Hayachid, from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid, we learn from Soita that it's going to be Tar. That's what he seems to be saying over here. That's the chiddush. I think this is the chiddush. The chiddush over here is a rishus hayachid is relative to what's outside. In other words, I always understood when it comes to Shabbos, you need shishim ribui. Forget about that. We're not talking about hilchos Shabbos. Let's talk about tumah. This always bothered me. What we learn over here, take away a murdik yisoid. It was kedai to wake up this morning. To appreciate this thought that just came into my head because of you. And that is, when I always looked at Rishus Yoshua by Tumah, what does it mean? If it's the winter time and no one's outdoors and you go into the backyard, you go out into Avenue J, 3 o'clock in the morning, go on Avenue J, there's no one there, it's called the Rishus Yoshua. Because there's no one there. You go on Avenue J, middle of the day, that's Rishus Rabim, the Tumah. It's all relative to Vustutzach. How many people are running around? He's saying a whole new Yisoid, a whole Rabbi Eliezer. The Malchus of Rishus HaYochid depends on what's outside. If what is outside is more public than what's inside, that defines it to be called a Rishus HaYochid. So if you are, let's say, in the Mavui, you're in the Mavui. The Mavli technically can be called a Rishus HaYochid. But relative to the Chotzer, it's a Rishus HaRabim. The Chotzer, relative to the Bayis, is a Rishus HaRabim. The Bayis, relative to the closet, is a Rishus HaRabim. The definition of a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim is relative to what is the next level. L'may nafkamina, if there is a, if in your mind there's suffik bia, did I enter into this rishus? Oh, we're going to compare that to the saita. Excuse me, the saita, the case of the saita is on Avenue J, we're on Ocean Parkway, there are 600,000 cars going down the road, and this woman enters into a private house in Ocean Parkway with this man. She enters into this private house, a private house in Ocean Parkway, she goes into the private house, and we don't know what happened. She entered into a Rishus HaYochid. You're telling me over here, the case over here is comparable? Over here, you're indoors. You're indoors. The question is, did she went into one of the bedrooms? She went into one of the private rooms, but we're indoors. How can you compare this to a saita? Exactly the point. In the saita, it's not because she was outside in the street and she went into her house. She went from a place that was more public because you're there. The husband's there. So that makes it more public. You start out the husband, the suspect, and the isha, they're all together. And then they went into a makam where you're not there. You're not there. So therefore, where they are is more private than where you are. That is what makes it into a Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, the new Knech, it seems like Rabbi Eliezer, you get the feeling
that every area relative to the
previous. Relatively. The theory of relativity. It's the theory of relativity. Everything is relative to something else. I never looked at it like that. I always looked at Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaYochid for Tumah is defined. Go to the Supreme Court and they will give you guidelines. If there are 3 people, there are 10 people, there are 6 people, Aruba de Minka, Aruba de Eina Minka, there's a Mechitza, not a Mechitza, time of the day, time of the night, Azoy, guidelines. A guide for the perplexed to give you the rules, what's called the Rishus HaYochid, what's called the Rishus HaRabim. But each one are like Rabbi Karmi would say, are like 2 passing ships in the evening. The Rav, I once heard him say, what? I once heard Karmi say in the shul, my father's shul, the Rav and the Maral, the Rav and the Maral were like, they were 2 passing ships in the evening. I said, what? What did you just say? What did you just say? The Rav and the Maral? What did you just say? He said it. That's Karmi for you. All right.
So what's the sheet of the Chacham?
The Chacham say no. The Chacham
say
no. Chacham say that it's defined. That's what I want to say is machlokes. The Chacham say that the din of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim are defined guidelines. The Meila, a Mavui. What is a Mavui? A Mavui is a Rishus HaYochid. You're done. So now you have a suffix that you go into another Rishus HaYochid. You're in a Rishus, that's like Saita. Saita, you're in a Rishus HaRabim, and the woman went into a Rishus HaYochid. Now, Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean Ocean Parkway. Rishus HaRabim means a Makom that is defined by Chazal. By Chazal to be Le'inyin Tumah Rishus HaRabim. And that doesn't require very much. The parameters are not very much. You can have 5 people, 10 people. It could be middle of the day. It's very little. The threshold to make something into the Rishus HaRabim Lefi the Chacham is very, very small. But nevertheless, according to the Chachamim, once you are in a Makom that halachically is called the Rishus HaYochid, you're done. That any Shaila that you have going weiter is just intensifying the Rishus HaYochid Shaila. Rabbi Eliezer is mechadesh, that's not correct. The din of a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim is relative. If you have a question, if you entered into a mokoim, automatically that means that you are now in a Rishus HaRabim, and the mokoim that you're going to is a Rishus HaYochid, because the definition of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim is relative to one another. That would appear to be a mahalich to be masber. And with this yisoy, we have to go weiter and give a whole shir mitzvah Shabbos to understand the theory of relativity in the laws of Tumas. I think it's a very, there's something going on. Yesh dvarim begav. There's something over here between these two. But the Rabbanon, they hold that Rishus Hayach and Rishus Rav, they have nothing to do with one another. They're two passing ships in the evening. They're just like the Maral and the Rav.
Right.
Weiter in the Mishnah. Next, halacha, hey. Nichnas labika b'moyis ha-gishamim. Person goes into a valley b'moyis ha-gishamim in the wintertime. Again, the Rabbanon, this is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRam are just defined. Labeka, being most high in the wintertime, the Tumor, the Besod, the Plainness, and this Tumor, the Besod, the Plainness.
Right, so this is considered Rishus HaRam, right?
This, no, in the wintertime, no, it's Rishus HaYochid.
No, but I thought
Shasak
Shamim makes it Rishus HaRam, no? Or.
Let's see the Rav. The Rav of Yeh says, Bebika, Bika, Soda, Shalanoshim, Harbe. Many people, in the winter time when they've been plowed and they have been plowed and they've been seeded, no one goes there. You damage the crops. If you walk on the field after you planted the seeds, you're going to ruin it. So Mamela it says, don't step on the seeds. The marijuana will not grow good. Don't step on marijuana. Okay, so therefore, it's called a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Rishus HaYochid. It says, Metaher. The Nichnas Lebeka B'Boyz HaGisham, B'Tumma B'Saw Deployness. You do not know V'Yamr, Halachdi L'Mokam HaLoz. I went L'Mokam HaLoz. But V'Eni Yodea, Im Nichnasti L'Oys HaSod, V'Im Lo Nichnasti. So Rabbi Eliezer mitaher l'shitasai, because Rabbi Eliezer holds this is called Safik Bia. I do not know. Did I enter? I did not know if I entered. Oisoy mokaim. That mokaim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the Rishus HaYochid, and the ganze bika is the Rishus HaRabim. Since oisoy mokaim is more secluded, when you go to a from a larger area to a more specific area, you right away trigger the principle of relativity, which means you are in a Rishus HaRabim, and that's a Rishus HaYochid. That's what we're trying to say in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer learns, Safik Bia, if you are in a more abstract Mokoyim, and you go into a more specific Mokoyim, this relativity, you are in a Rishus HaRabim, relative to that Mokoyim, that's a Rishus HaYochid. Nemela, it's like Soita. Soita, you have a suffix if you entered, not entered. You do not know if this woman, if she entered, she did not enter, then she is automatically tahira. The suffix is only when you know for sure that she entered. Because by a soita, there's a suffix of bia. He learns that any makam that is large relative to a smaller secluded makam is called the Rishus HaRabim by the lumdis of relativity. Whereas according to the Chacham, there's no such thing. A beka is called the Rishus HaYochid. It meets the criteria. Read the constitution. Read the law. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. There's nothing more to discuss. I don't want to hear any other discussion. You have no standing in this matter. It's a Rishus HaYochid. You can stand on your head and add all the sekas you have, all the illegal ballots. It doesn't make a difference. Tamei, Savik Tamei, Rishus HaYochid is Tamei. Gevaldik. Ah, unbelievable what it says over here. Rash, the Rav. Vozak, the Rav. We learn over here, the Rav, he was the Gilgal of the Rav, is the Gilgal of the Rav, and the Bar Tanura is a Gilgal of the Maral. Rabbi Eliezer Metaher, Tahavi Le Safik.
One of the last books that I think Rabbi Karmi wrote on, from the Rav on Thanksgiving, on a Halva Hoda, blessings and benedictions. It's one of the newer books from Toby Press. So the Hakdama was written by Shalom Rosner. So in the beginning, he writes that someone called up the house, and he says, "Can I speak to the Rav?" So
I remember,
the daughter, who was a little girl, says, "The Rav is on the wall, but my father is available."
The Rav is on the wall. My father is available.
My father's available.
Available.
Yeah.
The Rav is on the hang on the wall. Yeah, I remember hearing this story. Maybe you told this to me, this story. It's a good story. He wrote that in the Hakdama. Very good. It's a good story. The Rav is on the wall. I really spooked out yesterday. I was reading about Daniil Gladstein. Daniil Gladstein, you know, he's a young guy. He's a young guy, Daniil Gladstein, from Queens. He wrote a new book, article published, a very, very good book. So
rumor has it that you get them to follow you in the afternoon cola.
To what?
Rumor has it that he's going to follow you with the afternoon cola at the Young Israel of Midway.
Who, Rabbi Razna? Yeah. Who?
You give the morning cola, he can give the afternoon cola. A dynamic 1-2 punch.
He's not coming here because if he's going to get my salary, he ain't coming here. Believe me, no one's coming to compete with my salary here. Don't worry. But he quotes there, Rabbi Eitan Feiner. And I'm laughing to myself. Oh, now I know that I'm an old man. When I see over here like Rabbi Gladstein over here, I heard a word from Eitan Feiner. It's like, to me it's like, oh, like this kid in kindergarten is quoting this other guy in first grade. It's like, oh boy, I'm used to, oh, Rabbi Kiva Eger, yes, Akasha, Chveis, from this Toisvis. All of a sudden over here, he's like, Mom, all right, we can for end for this Akasha, I heard. This one, we can for end for Eitan Feiner. It's good Torah, but like Anayadar, Vaita in the Mishnah. Nichnas lebikos over here. The Rav of Yisrael, Elizabeth, the Havilei Sambi, the Ein Bia, the Ein Kolabikos, the Ein Kolabikos Chashuva Kisoda Achas. It's not one soda. Lefisha sodes halukim b'meitzorim with boundaries shalohem. In other words, like I told you, the principle of relativity. That it is not Rabbi Elias's Rav, the Ravia says Bechferush, is that the Biko is not called, his mamash says it, the Ein a Biko Chashuva Kisoda Achas. It's not one Soda, which basically says he's not saying those words mamash, but it's not called the Rishos HaYochid, according to him.
Hello.
What? Hello? You freezing? You frozen? Hello? I think you froze up.